Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, September 24th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. He will be back with you tomorrow. And in the meantime, we've got a whirlwind of breaking news from all fronts and some very interesting guests coming up on today's show. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours. And here's some of what's coming up, and then we're going to get right into the news. We've got guests joining us today, Stacey Malkin from Proposition 37 in California. That is the proposition that is attempting to require GMOs to be labeled on foods so that consumers can choose not to eat poison. Yes, wouldn't that be a nice choice to have? But, of course, the food industry is lining up against that proposition, and we'll talk about whether that's likely to pass. And then we've got Anthony Gucciardi from Natural Society joining us today with some breaking news from scientists who support GMOs. Yes, they've sent us emails now that say they know GMOs are killing you. That's what they want. That's the goal. And this is openly admitted by a member of the scientific community. We'll have that email and those details breaking right here on the Alex Jones Show in the second hour today. Then in the third hour, Ted Anderson is going to be dropping by just for a bit. And then after that, we're going to get into how to protect yourself from radiation poisoning in case Fukushima gets worse or in case there's another nuclear disaster somewhere in the world, which could happen. Lots of causes behind it, so we'll get into that. Also, how to protect yourself from MSG. Yeah, monosodium glutamate, also sometimes in the form of free glutamate in your foods. It's an excitotoxin. You've heard guests like Dr. Russell Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, right here on the Alex Jones Show, talking about the toxicity of MSG, but no one's ever been able to really describe how to protect yourself from MSG. But some interesting new research has come out that I'm going to cover in the third hour that has a lot of promise for how to protect yourself from MSG with a supplement, and we'll talk about that. Plus, also today, we've got news about motorists being detained for paying cash at toll booths. Yeah, cash is now something that makes you a criminal. We've got children, a young girl, I think 8 years old, with ovarian cancer. News about painkillers causing headaches. So it's a cycle of addiction. Once you take the painkiller, you get a headache, you need more painkillers. Gee, I wonder who designed that system. Big Pharma, maybe? We've got news about a new desktop fabrication machine, a desktop replicator that can actually produce physical objects just like printing out pages on a bubble jet printer. It's just been announced, and I'm going to talk to you, share with you some of the implications of that technology and what it means for our economy and our world. It's a bigger deal than you might suspect just from hearing the headline. UK hospitals are on the verge, of collapse as socialized medicine fails. Prescription painkillers are now killing more Americans than heroin and cocaine combined. Yeah, prescription drugs are the big killers. And by the way, I'm just breezing through these right now. We'll get these in more detail when we return on the other side of the break that's coming up. Attack of the drones. The U.S. Army wants miniature suicidal drones, kamikaze drones. They're single-use drones that can kill you from 6 miles away. They launch those suckers and just drive them right into your front door or bedroom window, whatever the target happens to be. Here's some news. You know the warrantless DNA collection that's been going on in the police state here? The court of California is now going to reconsider whether that is allowed based on new findings that say there's no such thing as junk DNA. Most of your DNA has been described as, quote, junk DNA, but it turns out that DNA may be able to describe traits, and they can learn a lot of things about you by collecting that DNA without using a warrant. So that's being challenged. In New Jersey, there are attempts to strip parental rights over vaccine exemptions. They don't want you to have a choice. They don't want you to be able to say no. And we get the morning after pills being given out to students without parents' consent. All of that news and a lot more, plus the guests, straight ahead right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday, September 24th, 2012. Thank you for joining the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. And for the next 3 hours, we are going to present a whirlwind of news and guests, interviews, plus your calls in the third hour as well. So if you've got calls for me, get them ready. We'll take your calls in the third hour on just about any topic that you'd like to talk about. In the meantime, here's what's coming up today. We've got Stacey Malkin, a spokesperson for Proposition 37 in California, joining us at the bottom of this hour. That is the proposition, of course, that talks about requiring GMO labeling on foods in California and has nationwide implications. We've also got Anthony Gucciardi coming up in the second hour with breaking news about GMO scientists admitting that they really do want to kill people and cause infertility. And that, hey, the fewer people that are left standing after all the GMOs are dispensed and fed to you, the better we all are, according to these scientists. So it's not even really a question about whether GMOs are, in fact, dangerous or if they cause these cancer tumors, as has been shown in recent studies. It's actually true that the scientists want you to die. So we'll talk about that. It's incredible. Nothing shocks me anymore because they literally just want to kill humanity. It's an anti-human technology. We'll get into that. The news is coming up, by the way, but first, In the third hour, also, we've got Ted Anderson joining us, and then some great news about how to protect yourself from radiation and from MSG. So let's get right into the news. Bill Clinton says no president could have magically fixed the economy in one term. I guess he's now an Obama apologist. Is that it? Well, of course you can't fix the economy in one term if you're a global bankster sellout. And anybody who expects Romney to fix the economy is living in a dreamland as well. Senate votes to shield U.S. airlines from EU's carbon scheme. That should be an interesting battle over whether U.S. airlines can actually be charged money for emitting carbon dioxide, an extra carbon dioxide tax. That's coming in many forms all across America and around the world. Here's what else is coming up. Obama says he's blocking out the Israeli noise. Yeah, it's just noise. Don't worry about the possibility of nuclear war over there and Iran and Syria and everything that's going on. It's just noise. So go back to sleep, Americans, and vote for more hope and more change, because I guess we haven't had enough hope in the last 4 years. We need yet more hope. We do need some change, that is for sure, but okay, moving on. Court rules motorists can be detained for paying by cash at toll booths. This is a big deal. Paul Joseph Watson article up right now at Infowars.com. The 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled that private contractors operating toll booths have the power to detain and store records on motorists, that is, detain motorists, in other words, arrest them, who pay by cash at toll booths. So it's cash is now the great evil. Do you see where this is going? If you use cash, it's evil. Now, this particular motorist was trying to pay with, it looks like, a $50 bill or maybe a $100 bill, something larger than a 20. And they said, well, we can't take that. Those large bills are evil. And so they detained him. They essentially arrested him. This is in addition to another case that happened recently when a Walmart cashier ripped up the $100 bill of a customer there trying to prove that it was counterfeit, but it wasn't. It was a real $100 bill. And then the police were called, and Walmart was ordered to replace the $100 bill that they ripped up. You see where this is? So those of us who use cash, which includes myself, by the way, I use cash everywhere. I frequently use $100 bills, frequently use $50 bills, and I've never had a problem with it. But I don't shop at Walmart, and I don't go through these tollways, so maybe when I do that, I'm going to be arrested. But the point is, they want to make you think you're a criminal for using cash. Just carrying cash is now described as being a criminal. See, they want you to all use electronic money because it's trackable, because it's traceable. The evil of cash that's being propagandized out there is because cash is anonymous. Cash is untraceable. Cash is the currency of, well, freedom, in a sense. That and Bitcoin, of course. Moving on. Oh, yeah, here's another coverage of that at 10 News. Same story, motorist. It's getting coverage in the mainstream media. In fact, I'm told we have a short video clip on that. Let's roll that and see what the video shows us. This is from WTSP.com.
Paper tolls with a larger bill, like a 20 or 100, and you may have to fork over personal information. As 10 News investigative reporter Mike Deason has discovered, the Florida Department of Transportation has essentially been doing that and tried to cover it up when it was caught.
The toll taker says this is what happens when you give large bills like that. It's what we have to do. Meet Joel Chandler, who just paid his $1 toll on the Polk Parkway with a $100 bill, and he's not being allowed to leave unless he provides personal information to the toll taker.
So you all detain people until you get their personal information?
Yes, sir. It's a policy the Florida Turnpike Authority instituted for people who paid with $20, $50, or $100 bills. You give me the information, you can go.
I'm being detained, even though I'm providing you legal tender. So, why am with you.
This is a serious, serious criminal offense to illegally detain somebody without legal authority, which is exactly what they're doing.
Chandler called and emailed the Florida Department of Transportation to complain about the policy.
Their initial response was, there is no policy to do this, which really made me concerned because it appeared that they were just individual rogue toll booth workers that were, you know, detaining people.
But the practice continued at toll booth after toll booth. And if someone refused to provide the information, they were threatened with arrest. I can call FHP and they can come here and give you that information. Would you like for me to do that?
Asking what the statute is, that's all I want.
Okay, so this goes on. You can watch this on YouTube if you want. But the point is that you see how they're criminalizing you. They are arresting you for paying with legal tender that is marked as the currency of the Federal Reserve. I guess that's another story. But hey, if they're going to accept counterfeit $1 bills from the Fed and counterfeit $5 bills, or fiat currency is what I mean, then they should accept fiat $100 bills. So this, again, it's the criminalization of everything that's normal in America today. So are you exercising free speech? Are you protesting somewhere out in public? You're a criminal. I was talking to Dan Bedondi out here during the break, and he was talking about how they're trying to just film in a public place, and they're always threatened by the cops and the security people. They're threatened to say, you can't film here. Why? Oh, because we say so. Because you're a criminal for filming here. Yeah, you're a member of the press, but you're a criminal. So if you use cash, if you drink raw milk, let's say, if you're a farmer, if you film in public, in filming something they don't want you to film, all of a sudden you're a criminal. This is it. This is the mass criminalization of America underway, and they're going to force everybody into using their currency-controlled electronic systems, the RFID chips embedded in your palm or in your arm or electronic wallets. That's where it's all going. So check out that story at Infowars.com. Let's move on. Painkillers are the cause of millions of headaches. This has come out from a new study. This is published in BBC News as well. This is that vicious cycle. You know, a lot of drugs actually cause the very things that they claim to prevent. For example, we know that many drugs that claim to treat osteoporosis actually cause fragile bones. Many drugs that claim to treat inflammation actually cause inflammation. Diabetes drugs cause long-term diabetes. And psychiatric drugs also cause diabetes. But painkillers cause headaches. All right, you got that? This is the scam. Chemotherapy causes cancer. It's the number one side effect of chemotherapy. Mammograms cause cancer. They emit ionizing radiation. They irradiate the lungs and the liver and the heart and the breast tissue. Mammograms cause cancer. That's why the cancer industry loves to push mammograms, because it's a repeat business gimmick. It's a scam. It's a crime against women, if you ask me. But anyway, this is all coming out. Painkillers cause headaches. I think just reading the financial news causes headaches. It makes you want to take some painkillers. Of course, we don't do that around here. Medication-free for over a decade. That's true. In fact, I haven't had vaccines for, a dozen years, something like that. I mean, when I was a kid, I got vaccines because I just didn't know any better. But I haven't had vaccines for as long as I can remember, and I never get sick. So go figure. All right. Here, check this out. The Replicator 2 has just been announced by MakerBot.com. And I know this probably sounds like a plug for them, but it's really a news item. Here's why this matters. The Replicator is a desktop 3D printer. It's a fabrication device that sits on your desk, and it literally prints 3D objects using strings of basically a type of plastic. It makes hard plastic items. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, think about the current economy. You run to Walmart and you buy all your little plastic gadgets and items that are imported from China and manufactured in a manufacturing facility. If this replicator technology takes off, and I believe it will, the economy is going to shift in the next decade in a big way. Instead of buying objects at stores like Walmart or even Home Depot, you're going to be printing the objects that you need. You're going to be buying just the raw material. And eventually, I think they'll have metallic printing devices. You can print metal objects, like you can print your own gears. You can print your own wrenches and tools and things like that. This will shift the entire global economy, and I want to be on the record right here making this prediction. Manufacturing is going to become decentralized and local, right to your desktop. This technology is here right now. It's going to get even more advanced in the years ahead. A lot more news and guests straight ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for continuing with us. We've been talking about the criminalization of using cash at toll booths in Florida. Just showed a video in the last segment. And this is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams sitting in here. And as proof that this is the Alex Jones Show, we've got Alex joining us by phone with some comments on this criminalization of cash at tollways. Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, Mike. I'm coming in today just to do a special report on this for the nightly news. It's such a gigantic issue that I was at a coffee shop, a chain coffee shop I probably shouldn't have been in, just a few weeks ago, and bought like $25 worth of stuff. And they tried to not take my $50 and call the manager and acted like I was a criminal. Of course, Walmart's rip up your money now if you try to use cash. They're arresting people that use $2 bills. They're arresting people that even show people silver coins. They are now arresting people nationwide that write political slogans with chalk on the sidewalk. They're now arresting people nationwide to film police in public. They're now calling the police on my crew when they're on major streets in Austin in suits videotaping. We are not a free country. The last vestiges are being removed. But in that report out of Florida, people paying with cash with $5 are having the police called on them, and people are being held by the little bureaucrats. People should just shut their car down there and just block the whole toll road. We've discovered toll roads run by foreign companies like Centra are actually buying up hundreds of newspapers just here in Texas, hundreds, over 200, and actually running mayors and people and taking over the towns. We are wide open. We've been infiltrated by criminal corporate interest, and it's time to say no, hell no. And when you look at the fact that in California and now New Jersey, they're injecting children without parental consent, they're giving them morning after pills without parental consent, or taking them for abortions without parental consent, and they're now announcing they want to just force shots on us. This is a lawless group of criminals trying to break our will. And here's the thing for all the idiots that say, well, I'll just pay with a credit card. What do I have to hide? Once they have you with pure digital money, they can deny you buying and selling if you're not a good globalist. And they've said they'll do that. And here's the final key, and I want to get back to news. So you have breaking news coming up. They can also, like Bank of America wanted to do, charge you up to $5 just to use your own money. Folks, you're going to be paying to use money now, not just getting 0% interest at banks. This is a systematic takeover. Again, hundreds of studies showing GMOs cause sterilization because they're designed to, and all these top scientists from GMO companies constantly brag, as Mike was pointing out, he has proof coming up, when they say, hey, this is sterilizing all the rats, they go, yeah, what do you think we're doing? They're backdooring all this tech with these traits into the food. We're dead already. You're in a sci-fi horror movie. It's hardcore beyond belief. Most people are in a zombie state. You're not going to reach them. Most people are power-tripping, brain-damaged minions who have been given their little brainwashed role template they follow. You are in a science fiction movie, people. It's 2012. We are under attack. Our own species has a subgroup that thinks that they're a separate species in their own words and that we're animals to be killed. They're murdering you and your family. You're all being poisoned. I'm sorry, Mike. I've been off.
No, it's good.
Off 3 days, and I'm chomping at the bit. To do a special report. God bless you, my friend. Get back to all your news. I know you got breaking info coming.
No, stay on. I got a question for you. The other thing about this not accepting cash at toll booths is when you use electronic payment systems,
they
know where you are and they know you're not at home. That way, you know how the prison, they want to fill the prisons because the corporations own the prisons and produce the products now. They can simply go to your home when they know you're not there, plant drugs there, have you arrested, and they can arrange all of this.
Exactly. Look at how they're shutting down
right.
Louisiana criminalized using cash at secondhand sales. We are prisoners. We have been captured. We are prisoners. We have been captured. Mayday. 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 God bless you, Mike. Keep it up. Thank you for coming in. You're the best.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Well, nobody says it like Alex Jones, folks. It is. It's hard. It's hard to overstate the degree of tyranny that we are under, the degree of oppression that we are living under here. And, you know, Alex is right. I mean, that's why his attitude is so effective here on the show, why he has so many fans and listeners, because, you know, this is something that we should be screaming about. This is insane. What's going on in our world, how we're being poisoned by our food, poisoned by the, quote, scientific vaccines, how we're being criminalized for using cash, criminalized for exercising free speech, writing things online that the establishment doesn't like, posting things on Facebook that get you arrested and thrown in a mental institution. He's right to scream about it. There's no calm way to really present the truth, okay? That's the bottom line. We're going to do our best, though, and we've got Stacey Malkin coming up right after this segment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
So many of my listeners are still asking for the free Nitro Boost with their T-Gen. Let me break it down for you here. T-Gen is the new free testosterone booster from Chamonix. You know what boosting free testosterone will do for you. Increased desire, libido, and better results when you exercise. But men now know that nitric oxide is also essential for improved performance and enhanced sexual function. And that's what Nitro Boost does. So back by popular demand, when you order T-Gen now, you will get two free bottles of Nitro Boost with your order. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Mention this radio station and get a free upgrade to priority shipping. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of satisfaction, and right now, it's free. Order T-Gen and get two bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. And as always, you get the Chamonix 90-day money-back guarantee. Call now, 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in for Alex today. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com and a frequent contributor to InfoWars, InfoWars Nightly News. Hey, speaking of InfoWars Nightly News, check this out. Gary Johnson will be on the Nightly News tonight at 7 p.m. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website to go to. Get your membership going there, and you can watch that tonight. That should be a fascinating interview. Here's something that drives me crazy. It's infuriating. New York City schools give out morning after pills to students in 13 high schools, but giving morning after pills and birth control injections to girls without telling their parents, unless parents opt out beforehand. So, and I guess they're doing this to girls as young as what? 14, 13 or 14 is what I read before. So think about this. Think about this. I mean, parents, you're out of the loop, man. These schools are injecting your children. They're giving them birth control. They're giving them a completely fictitious education too, by the way, a completely fictionalized history of, America, and they're teaching them to worship big government. They're giving them toxic food additives in the school lunches, and then they're teaching them basically to go out and have sex when they're 14 years old and get pregnant. And don't worry, there are no consequences, because you can come in and you can ask the school nurse for an abortion pill. Now, regardless of what you think about abortion or when does life begin and that entire debate, shouldn't parents have the say in this? Since when did schools and government run the bodies of our young daughters in schools? That's infuriating. And if you've got a comment on that, we're going to open up third hour here for phone calls. So save that thought. I'd love to have your comments on that issue in the third hour. But until then, we've got some other news. We're going to welcome Stacey Malkin, who's joining us right now by phone. She is the spokesperson for Proposition 37 in California. This is the effort to label GMOs on the foods. So it would simply require foods that contain genetically modified ingredients to say so on the label. You know how you have an ingredients label? Well, the corporate, the big food giants out there, they want that label to say none of your business. They want to poison you with GMOs and do it in stealth mode, secretly, deceptively, so that you don't even know what you're eating and you can't even have a choice to know what you're eating. But to fight that, we've got Proposition 37, which so far is going pretty well in California, and Stacey Malkin joins us by phone to help give us the latest news on that proposition. Her website is carighttoknow.org. CA as in California, righttoknow.org. Is Stacey with us?
Hello, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great. Thanks for joining us, Stacey. It's great to have you on the show. How are things going there with Proposition 37 so far?
Well, Proposition 37, first of all, it is a huge and very inspiring people's movement. I mean, the grassroots energy around this is just tremendous. We had almost 1 million people in California sign petitions to get this on the ballot in just a 10-week period, and that was twice the number we needed to get on the ballot. That was a huge undertaking by thousands of volunteers across the state, and many of the moms and grandmothers who are not usually out on the streets petitioning, but they care so much about this issue because they want to know what's in their food, because we have a right to know. And as you said, the companies have been genetically engineering our food system, you know, fundamentally altering the genetic code of some of our most important food crops without any required safety studies and without telling us. So this is a huge importance. A lot of the food on supermarket shelves, baby formula, kids' corn chips, cereal, all sorts of foods are genetically engineered, and that's been hidden.
Well, yeah, just about everything with corn in it is genetically engineered, and I'm sure you saw the study last week from French researchers that they fed these rats a lifetime of genetically modified corn, and those rats grew these grotesque, just horrifying, massive tumors so large that they had to literally drag the tumors with them as they tried to crawl across the floor. I mean, it was sickening. What are your thoughts on that research?
God, well, that is a hugely important study because, I mean, stunningly, it's the first long-term animal study on GMOs that has been in the American diet for 15 years. And they found very concerning results, mammary tumors as well as liver and kidney problems and also premature death. So the findings were stunning, and the study's getting a lot of critiques. It was a small study and all this, but so important to point out that the industry is using the same study design for their studies, and they're very short-term studies. So what's happening is they're doing these short-term studies, finding indications of liver and kidney problems, and then what's the responsible thing to do if that's the case? If you really want to investigate what's the health effect of something, you do a longer-term study. They don't want to know. So the science has been suppressed and hidden, and now we have this first long-term feeding study showing really stunning results.
But Stacey, it's infuriating to know that this corn got into the food supply without a long-term animal study ever being conducted. How on earth did that happen, where humans are eating this food for what could be a lifetime, but yet it was never studied beyond 90 days? I mean, that is insane. That's scientifically insane.
That's a great way to put it, scientifically insane. I agree. The way it happened was back in the 90s when the vice president at the time, Dan Quayle, announced the government's policy on GMOs. And he said, you know, we're going to treat these foods the same as regular foods, and so therefore we don't need to do safety studies and they don't need to be labeled. I mean, that, and okay, not surprisingly, the policy was written by a former Monsanto lawyer, Michael Taylor, who then when he left the Bush administration went to work as a VP at Monsanto, and now he's back at FDA under the Obama administration. I mean, it's just incredible the power these companies have had over government policies, over the science, because you also, independent scientists can't research this stuff because of the patent restrictions. And it's just the FDA policy on its face. They're saying it's the same as regular food, yet Monsanto is spending how much money researching and patenting these seeds that are fundamentally different than from anything that's existed in the food system before.
Well, yeah, they're not only fundamentally different. I mean, they're fundamentally toxic. That's what it looks like the study is showing, fundamentally, you know, poisonous. I mean, how do you make a seed that grows poison in the kernel of the corn, which is what kills the insects that try to eat it, and then you say, feed it to your children?
Yeah, great question. And, you know, well, most of this is in processed foods right now, but people should also know that just this summer, Walmart decided it would sell Monsanto's first genetically engineered sweet corn. So in the supermarket, the corn on the cob that, you know, looks the same as the corn on the cob we've eaten our whole lives, if you're buying it at Walmart, it could be very different because it was engineered to contain, like you were saying, an insecticide inside the corn. I think people want to know that, and they have a right to know. And so there's all this, you know, everybody's talking about the science and the concerns raised by this study, and absolutely this stuff needs rigorous long-term research. But in the meantime, what we're saying in California is let's at least give people the right to know, a
right
choice, a label.
Well, the corporate science is not science. It is complete fraud. It is quack science, junk science, whatever you want to call it. I have never seen such despicable, unethical behavior among scientists as I've seen those attempting to defend these toxic GMOs. These people will lie. They will fabricate data and results. They will threaten you. I mean, I've been threatened. Others have been threatened. The guest we have coming on next hour has been threatened. These people will do anything. And you should stay tuned, Stacy, for the next hour, because we've got an email from one of these scientists who says, yeah, we know it kills you. That's what we're trying to accomplish. That's what they're saying.
It's just crazy stuff. I mean, well, what I've seen over the last week, the industry's trotting out all these scientists who are questioning the methods and the size of the study without mentioning that it's the same methods and size as all the industry studies that supposedly show safety, which, again, are just 90-day studies, and the tumors in this new French study didn't even show up until 4 months. So if you were going to design a study that wouldn't find health effects, you know, keep it short-term, decide which of those studies are going to get published and which aren't. It's just truly incredible how much power these companies have. But now what we see in California is they're now going to pour $32 million into a lie campaign to try to confuse voters about Prop 37, which is a simple, basic labeling law that's already required in 50 other countries.
Of course, it's going to be a lying campaign. Let's talk about that. What are the biggest lies that we should be prepared to hear from the propaganda campaign funded by all of these big food companies, all the big names that you know? They're going to lie to the California voters in the next 4 weeks or so. What are the big lies that we're likely to hear, Stacy?
So first of all, the two largest funders, Monsanto and DuPont, of the No on 37 campaign, the same companies that told us DDT and Agent Orange were safe and produced science to that effect. So now they've got this huge campaign of deception in California. Interestingly, none of their ads mention genetic engineering. That's the topic they don't want to discuss. Instead, they're trying to say, oh, the initiative is confusing and it will raise costs and people would get sued. And this is all not true. $32 million can buy a lot of confusion and misleading information, but it can't buy facts. And the facts are that this is a very simple, straightforward, business-friendly proposition. It won't raise costs. There's absolutely no evidence to that effect. Costs didn't go up in Europe when they implemented labeling. It's very fair to businesses, and that's why thousands of farmers are behind the Yes on 37 campaign. The largest environmental and health groups in the state were funded by many, many businesses across the state, businesses in the natural organic food industry, which is like the crown jewel of California's economy. These companies are saying, like, we in California are We lead the nation on important health and environmental issues, and this is one of the most important.
Stacey,
we need to win this in California to bring transparency and fairness to our food system.
We do need to win this, and I think we can win this. So, folks, go to California or carighttoknow.org. Get involved there, and if you're listening from California, be sure to vote. This is actually a good reason to vote. Even if you don't vote for the next presidential puppet, vote for this proposition. This is the reason to go vote. Now, it's clear, though, Stacey, that the reason Monsanto doesn't want this to pass is simply because they don't want people to know what they're eating. Now, if you think about, what if we applied this to everything? What if the doctor that you visit, let's say, prescribed you a pharmaceutical, but he said, it's a secret what's in there. We're not going to tell you the name of it. And then you go to the pharmacy and you get your prescription filled, but it's written in code. And the pharmacist says, well, we don't want you to know what's in that bottle either. You're supposed to take these drugs and let it be a mystery because it's a corporate secret. You're not supposed to know what you're taking. That would be the equivalent of what's happening with GMOs right now. Now, I think most common sense people would say, of course we have a right to know what we're swallowing. It only makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the biggest challenge for us, and we are running far ahead in the polls right now, 67%, but the no campaign of lies has not truly begun yet. They haven't started with the TV commercials, and they'll be putting $32 million into bombarding the state with deceptive TV commercials. So for folks who want to help us win this fight, and I truly think this is the food fight of our lives, we may never get another chance to have such an impact on the food system just to bring transparency. And so please do check out our website, carighttoknow.org.
Now, here's another thing. This issue is a people issue, people versus the corporations. Now, everybody that I know is in favor of honest labeling of foods. What's beautiful about Proposition 37 is that you've got the progressives behind it, you've got the conservatives behind it, you've got the libertarians behind it, you've got scientists supporting it, you've got moms and dads and everybody with children supporting it because they want to know what they're feeding their children, of course. This is an across-the-board issue of basic fundamental right to know, which, of course, is what your website is named after. Can you describe some of the diversity of support that you're seeing for this proposition, Stacey?
Well, it's incredible. The polls show across the country 90% of people want genetically engineered foods to be labeled. And like you said, that's Republicans, Libertarians, Democrats. It's all demographics. People of faith see this as a religious issue because it's tampering with the food system. There are just so many reasons for support here. Farmers across the state, as I mentioned, businesses in California, the largest businesses that are doing sustainable farming and making natural products, all saying it's time to bring transparency and fairness to our food system because we have a right to know. People want to know. When 90% of the people want something and these companies are telling us that we can't have it, this is truly a test of our democracy. Do we have a democracy left? And I think we will prevail in California, but it's going to be a huge fight. And so if folks can join us, join our website, donate, every little bit helps. And it really is going to come down to money with this fight. We've got to get our message on the air.
Well, and remember, this is the people brought this to possible legislation. I mean, the legislators wouldn't bring this to the floor because they're all bought off by these corporate interests. This is the people's effort across the board. The people put this on the ballot directly.
Absolutely. And, yeah, it's incredible. More than a million people have asked FDA to label GMOs. They won't do it. 19 states, including California, have tried to pass laws. They can't get it done because of threats of lawsuits and intimidation tactics by the Monsanto lobby.
Wow. Monsanto has got to be stopped. Let me just say that on the record. That is one of the most evil corporations, in my view, that has ever existed on this planet. They threaten the entire future of life on our planet, not just agriculture, but human life as well. Stacey, if this proposition passes, what's going to happen?
Well, I think that what's going to happen is, first of all, we'll see labeling in California. I think there'll be huge pressure across the country. Other states have already said they're going to be putting forth bills. I think we'll see renewed pressure on the FDA. I think there's no stopping this movement. People are waking up. to, they're seeing kids with allergies, they're seeing, you know, loved ones with chronic diseases and wondering what's going on. And the people that I talk to out there who are the passion behind this movement, the moms, you know, who are looking up online on websites like yours, you know, what's happening with our food? Why are we seeing so much illness? And starting to research and finding very disturbing things about GMOs and about chemicals in our food system. And so I do think that we're seeing an awakening among among consumers in general, but largely women and moms who are the ones that are buying the food for families and the product for homes.
Well,
we don't want toxins in our food and our product.
They better wake up, or their grandchildren are going to be born as mutants. I mean, literally. Or they may not even have grandchildren. They may not have children. I mean, if they don't wake up, it's the end of the line for their genetic lineage. I mean, that's how serious this is.
Well, I think women are waking up, and I think that, you know, this what we're doing in California is a huge part of just reaching the tipping point, because if we can win this, I think the pressure for change will be unstoppable. And, you know, we just have 6 weeks left, but we need all the help that we can get.
Please. Well said. Stacy, Stacy Malkin, carighttoknow.org. Visit their website, folks. Help support this. This really matters. And, you know, and by the way, thanks for joining us, Stacy. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me and for all your work, too, Mike.
You bet. All right, we'll be right back. A lot more straight ahead, including more GMO news and scientists saying they do want to kill you with GMOs. Yeah, they admit it. All that straight ahead right here.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Continuing, thanks for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Alex will be back with us tomorrow and tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, an interview with Gary Johnson at 7 p.m. Central Time, of course, airing live on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And if you want to become a member, remember, your membership is really like, what, 6-in-1. I think you can use your password. You can give it out to 5 additional friends or family members, so multiple people can access that at the same time. Spread knowledge. That's what this is all about. Help spread awakening. Now, we just wrapped up an interview with Stacey Malkin from Proposition 37, and we're going to be joined very shortly by Anthony Gucciardi, who's got that email that I've been referring to, where a scientist says he really hopes that GMOs are effective at killing people. That's their goal. That's what. Wow. I mean, they just come out and admit that. Yeah, we know GMOs kill you. That's the plan. Eat more corn snacks and corn breakfast cereals. Kill yourself. That's what they say. But Stacey mentioned something that I want to comment on first before we bring Anthony in. She mentioned that even people of faith are concerned about GMOs, and they should be. And I did some research on this, and I want to share some fascinating symbology that's going on with the GMO issue and some symbols from Scripture, some of the stories from Scripture. This will be real quick, but check this out. If you look at the Garden of Eden story and Adam and the forbidden fruit and the tree of knowledge of good and evil that was there in the garden. Now, the tree of knowledge of good and evil represents, in my view, at one level, discernment, being able to know the difference between what is good and what is evil. The apple, it was something that looked like healthy, regular food, but there was an evil element to it that was not visible. That is GMO. It looks like regular corn, but there's poison in it. Now, even worse, it's not just poison. In the Garden of Eden, there was the serpent that was, of course, trying to get Adam to eat of the forbidden fruit. And if you look at the symbol of Western medicine, that symbol is called the caduceus. And I think we've got an image to show on screen for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you could show that symbol, that'd be great. There it is. The caduceus is a symbol of two serpents intertwined. Two serpents intertwined, and this symbol is found on the diploma of virtually every medical doctor in America. This symbol is found at every medical school. It is emblazoned on virtually every medical text, every medical journal in America. You'll find this in doctor's offices, these two serpents that are intertwined in the shape of DNA, in the shape of DNA. So what does it represent? Evil DNA, in a sense, a satanic influence over the seed of life. And isn't that GMO? Isn't that what GMO really is? A destructive, demonic infiltration of the seeds of life that support sustainable life on our planet. So when you look back at the stories of the Bible, even though GMOs didn't exist back then, obviously, or even, 50 years ago, today they do, and those lessons still have merit today, because we've got to watch out for food that is infected with pure evil. And those symbols are all across Western medicine. Tells you the truth about what medicine, Western medicine, really stands for. Serpents and DNA, man. It's right there. It's right there on their diplomas. I'm not making it up. Anyway, we'll be back with Anthony Gucciardi right after this break. And a lot more fascinating news about GMO scientists that say, yep, they want to kill you. And we'll find out why. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.